Amen. Sit down and look at Isaiah 55 for a minute. I want to talk about how to develop and maintain a supernatural mindset. A supernatural mindset. Say that, supernatural mindset. All right, I want you, we're going to talk about how to develop it and how to maintain it. I want to go in the Old Testament in Isaiah because God said something, and I think he was alluding to some other thing that we need to know about the mindset. In Isaiah 55, verse 11. Well, I want to back up to verse 8. Back up to verse 8, Isaiah 55, 8. Now think about that mindset, and think, because I'm going to say a lot of things about the mind. I'll give you this one ahead of time. Commercials would like to set your mind on a world level. That's why they keep coming at you with commercial. The covenant is to loose your mind on God's level. Commercials, covenant. Yes, sir. You see the two?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll say a third thing to you. Conviction of the mind on purpose. In other words, you become convicted in your mind about the things of God on purpose. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So you want to always have a convicted mind, a convicted conscious of the presence of God and of the love of God, and no matter what you're going through, hold on to that.
Yes, sir.
Here in Isaiah 55, 8, God says this. I'm going to go back up to the sixth verse.
Yes, sir.
Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You see that? Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. See that? His thoughts. Wicked men and unrighteous men operate in wicked thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And God will forgive him in return. But notice what he said in verse 8 now. For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yes.
Well, we're going to find out we can have his thoughts.
Yes, sir.
But he's saying, normally, my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you don't think like me. And I don't think like you.
Wow.
But I've set you up where you can think like me.
Yes, sir.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
See? Look at it now, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See, thought has something to do with ways.
Yes, sir.
Right? All right, we'll go to the next verse. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, watch the kinship between thoughts and ways. If you look at it, there's a kinship between your thoughts and your ways. Your thoughts going to determine how you come out.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yes, sir.
And we'll get to the point where you can renew your mind, show you how to renew your mind. Matter of fact, I want to talk about, you may not have never heard this, faith thoughts.
Wow, come on. Mm-hmm. All
right.
Faith thoughts.
Come on.
A faith mindset. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, when you develop with the word, your mindset becomes like God's mindset.
Yes, sir.
If your mindset is not trained properly, your faith not going to work properly.
Yes.
Because he's not robbing you in your faith. Where you robbed me at?
In
your mind, in your thoughts.
Yes, sir.
So you got to keep your mind renewed, yes, that your faith can flow through you. You see it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Watch what he says here now. In the 10th verse again, the 9th verse, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts. So my ways and my thoughts look like they're holding hands in that 9th verse. My ways, my thoughts. You know, putting out, I walk by faith. Yeah, but you're thinking dumb. You got to think in the spirit. Faith is in the spirit. So you got to get your mind is not locked in the spirit. Why? Because your mind is not saved. So I almost want to say this to you. You're the one got to keep your mind saved. You understand that language, right? Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You're the one got to deal with it and keep it in place and make it think like God. Well, how God think? When you meditate that word, your mind become aligned with God's mind, aligned with the Holy Spirit, aligned with Jesus, aligned with the Bible, aligned with miracles, aligned with signs, aligned with wonders,
yes,
because you're in a different realm. You see, let me go off as he talked to me. I'm not so concerned about dimensions. I believe in dominion.
Right.
You better know the difference between that. We're not designed to operate in dimension. We're designed to operate in dominion. Not that thing not going to come along and try to interrupt. But interruption don't mean anything if you operate in daily in resurrection power. So now, what we're aiming to do is get out of dimensions and get out of degrees, degrees, mm-hmm, and go into dominion.
Yes.
But in order to do that, you're going to have your body set up, your mind set up, and your faith set up.
Yeah.
Your body going to have to be set up. And if your mind out of order, your body going to be out of order.
Yes, sir.
Your body going to do exactly what your mind say.
Yes, sir.
Now I got stuck already. There's some other thing I'm going to get out. Verse 10 says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but water to earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now, he's waking up to verse 11 now. Your mind has something to do with the word. He says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, when you get your mind straight, you can go to verse 11.
Yes, sir.
You can have a whole lot of words coming out your mouth, but if your mind contaminated, if your mind is not renewed, if your mind is not functioning in the spirit, your faith can't work. I know y'all got to come quiet on me there. Y'all, I know that's all right. Just get quiet all you want. I'm going to plow this field tonight, baby.
Yes.
You can believe you're operating in faith, but if your mind all messed up, it cripples your faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
So you can write down in your notes, my mind can cripple my faith. Or my mind can carry my faith.
Yes, sir.
So he's saying, watch this now, don't miss this. He's saying if you know how to train your thoughts, if you know how to train your mind, you're in verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Your words become just like my words. If you're thinking like I think.
Yes,
actually, I'm hearing this. See, can we weigh this up some and get some measurement on this? Thinking in the spirit is like drinking in the spirit.
Come on.
That's good.
Thinking in the spirit is like drinking in the spirit. It's bringing you into a realm or a position in the spirit that the average Christian will never know.
Yes.
The average Christian just go through the motion and they let their mind just go everywhere.
Yeah.
No, you got to shut that mind down. I'm going to show you in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So in order for us to function in verse 11, we're going to have to take a hold of our mind.
Yes, sir.
Look what he said in verse 11.
Yes, sir.
Come on, read it with me, verse 11. Hold it. Now to think about your mouth. But now let me make a statement. It's real simple, but I think it will have a great hold on us when we're dealing with certain things. My mind and my mouth must be connected properly in the spirit. My mind and my mouth must be connected properly in the spirit. You see that?
Yes.
So if my mind is not functioning properly, whatever coming out of my mouth, that's what he's trying to show us. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but yours going to return to void if you don't connect it to my mindset. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. So a lot of time we're sending the word out, but it don't come back. Because Satan comes with, I'm going to show you two other scriptures that are going to grip this thing real strong. Go to Romans 12 now. We've become so familiar with Romans 12. But apostolic and prophetically, God wants you to know that you have to deal with your mind.
Yes, sir.
Or the word can't work for you. Why are you not dealing with your spirit? Because your spirit is ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Now, you say, I beseech you, Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, burned by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, what is your reasonable service. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, I want you to get this word in Romans 12:1, we talk about your body. I want you to be able to associate your mind with this word, mercy. Mercy, because actually you're going to find out when you get through training, it all going to come back down to the mind being able to hook up with the spirit.
Yes, sir.
All right, now look at 12:2 now.
Yes, sir.
Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the what?
Renewing
of your spirit.
My mind.
No, he said the spirit.
My mind.
By the renewing of your mind.
Yes, sir.
The mind, getting your mind to function in the realm of the spirit.
Amen.
Your mind is capable of functioning in the realm of the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now he says, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good. Wait a minute now. The mind got something to do with this.
Yes,
we got two words there. Good, three words. Good, acceptable, and perfect.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the mind. He's not talking about the spirit.
No, sir. Amen.
Why? The spirit already perfect.
Yes, amen.
Sir.
Come on.
Amen. Oh,
that's good.
Now, Satan knows that, but he don't want you to know that. But that's why we out here telling it tonight.
Thank you.
Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it had to be the renewing of my mind that I can prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect and the perfect will of God.
Yes,
and notice the word will in that verse.
Yes,
you mean to tell me my mind got to do something with God's will?
Yes.
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 Wow.
So if I take the shape of the system, I'm conforming
to the world
through
my mind.
Thoughts.
Right?
Yes, sir.
The last thing you dealt with, where you had most problem? You're going to die. This is it. She going to leave you. It's in the mind. So if you know how to renew that mind, say, no, she's not. I'm going to hold on to her. She ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Can't leave her. Let her leave me, you know. Charlie can't leave me. Because she starts packing, I'm going to pack too. Let's go. Where we going? Where you want to live at? Now notice, now this is so clear, but it's hidden. We're about to go now. In Romans 12:3, this thing is so hidden, but it's so clear because the word think is used three times. It seemed like God had repeated, wanted us to catch a hold of it. The word think, look at this word. For I said to the grace given to me to every man that among you, here we go, not to think. That's mine, isn't it?
Yes.
What you think with?
Your mind.
Not to think. More highly of himself than he ought to think,
yes, sir.
But to think.
Yes.
Think.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Soberly as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, your mind and faith is dancing in that voice.
Yes, sir.
We've been trying to use faith without our mind.
Yes, sir.
We won't think anything and have faith. Could it be some of your projects and some of the things you believe in God for has not manifested because your mind keep tripping it? Your Satan target is your mind. When Satan gets your mind, he got your body. He know he can't mess with your spirit.
Yes.
In 2 Peter, you got a divine nature there.
Yes.
Could it be some things going to start changing?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You pause before you make your next move.
Yeah.
Don't start spitting scriptures out to God. Make sure you're on the same mindset with God.
Yes.
Let the scripture work on you first.
Yes.
Calm you down.
Yes, sir.
Get you in your peace. Get you in your joy.
Yes.
Get you in your victory.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Three times he used the word think there. I remember God showed me that some years ago. Look at that voice. Go back to that voice, Romans 12:3. I want you to be able to, because we're talking about developing our mindset, you see, how to develop and maintain a supernatural mindset.
Yes, sir.
Think. You see that three times?
Yes, sir.
So he's coordinating your mindset with faith. Now, we in the word of faith, we got so spiritual, we put everything on faith, but your faith is hindered if your mind, I'm going to say it like this, upset. Now, who can sit here and tell me you never had an upset mind? We're going to pray all night for you. Every one of us had an upset mind. That's where he hit us at in our mindset. See, he take us to facts. He take us to failure. He take us to fear through our mind.
Yes, sir.
Our spirit ain't not hearing that.
No.
You can't tell your spirit nothing about no failure. But we already got you whooped.
Yes.
All right, now. Your mind, effect and defect your prayer life.
That's good.
Y'all better hear me up in here.
Yes, sir.
Everything about to change in your life, baby.
Amen.
Yeah, you becoming an apostolic believer. You're gonna know. Turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Yes, sir.
Your mind does not only affect your faith, your mind affects your prayer life. Praise God.
Praise God.
Before I read this, I'm going to read a few things to you before I go into that. Philippians 4, 6. So I'm going to take these notes. Recognizing the fact that there are different thinking dimensions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's your intellect. There's your emotional, but then there's spiritual thinking. It's your intellect thinking, your emotional thinking, and spiritual thinking. Watch this now. The enemy would like to keep us in the first two modes. Intellectual and emotional thinking. Now remember, that was powerful. I didn't get it out like I should, but commercial thinking. Uh-huh. And they're constantly showing you something.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But then on the other hand, we got the right to have covenant thinking.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
God and I.
Yes, sir.
Jesus and I.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit and I are thinking the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Which Bible said they have the mind of Christ?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We thought it wasn't robbery to be equal with man, equal with God. The enemy would like to keep us in the first two mode. Therefore, he don't want us to know we can function in the mind of God. Huh?
Yes,
he don't want us to know that. He wants to, I'm in the spirit. Praying in the spirit, you got to have your mind right.
Yes, sir.
You just be up there, and not flowing, not functioning, not yielding. Because God come with a supernatural thought, you not even get it. You too busy praying. Look in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That's talking about prayer, isn't it? Now watch what he said in verse 7. And Satan knows this. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Online, I'm looking at y'all. All understanding.
Yeah.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So my mind got to be kept.
Yes.
Any problem you have had, what was your biggest challenge? The next time, you're not going to have it.
Amen.
Because you're going to know how to shift.
Yes.
You're going to know how to be still long enough to let the Spirit of God renew your mind.
Yes, sir.
See? Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
See, you're developing a supernatural mindset, but it's not permanent. It's always ongoing.
Yes, sir.
See wrong?
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
See, you can't use your mind from yesterday for tomorrow.
Yes.
See, meditation is a good friend.
Yes.
Because when you meditate, things getting into your mind, and your mind coming like God's mind.
Yes.
Now, he didn't say it. You can't think my thought.
Right.
He just said my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Right.
But I've given you the ability to think my thoughts.
Yes,
yes.
But that's something Satan don't want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
Praying without thinking. Saying without thinking. Just saying. Because it sounds like a good thing to say. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the book. It's the Bible. You see, you're listening?
Yes, sir.
When you have a problem, God going to deal with you before he deal with the problem. Because if he gets you out, and if you're not qualified, a bigger problem coming, and you're not going to be ready for it. So we are like his children. He's raising us up in another realm. But he got to, every problem is a promotion.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to go pray for no problem. They're coming, baby. You had to pray for them. Just thank God for the promotion.
Yes.
But if you handle it right, you're going to come out better.
Yes.
Now, not just church-going folks. They ain't coming out better because they're going to be crying like everybody else on the commercial. What happened to the 9 people down the street? What I got to do with the 9 people down the street? I'm living in the 91st Psalm.
Right.
He told me 10,000 to fall to my side.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You got to have that type of mindset.
Right.
Not that nothing's not going to go wrong,
right.
But I know how to handle it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
My God. Let me see. I'm gonna go back there. 4 and 6. Be careful of nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving that your request be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your the peace of God that passes all understanding. I don't fully understand everything going on, but it shall keep my heart and mind through Christ Jesus, put me on another level. Finally, brethren. Whatsoever things are true. Here we go. Here your mind. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things have a good report. Stop giving them bad report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. Don't think on your problem. I'm in a guilty. Hold your hand up. Don't put it right back down because I want you to feel it. And after this teaching tonight, I want you to go over this teaching. I want you to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. He's moving you into a new place. Because you can put your hand down. There's a lot of crazy thoughts coming out. But they're not going to bother you. All right? All right. Oh, my goodness. Peace of God passes all understanding. You find him, brother. And those things which you, and Apostle Paul said, and Apostle Leroy are going to say it in verse 9.
Yes.
Everybody can't say this.
Yeah. Come on.
And not that you're perfect, but you're aiming all the time. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
So now get ready to write these notes quickly. God, number one, God didn't say we couldn't have his thought. Matter of fact, he was trying to tell us how to think like him. All right. Isaiah 26:3, quickly online, on the board for me. Matter of fact, here's the secret to perfect peace.
Yes, sir.
That is.
Yes, sir.
Shift your mind off the problem and put your mind on God.
Yes,
he said, I'll never leave you
nor
forsake you. They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Huh?
Yes,
yeah, do I walk? The reason I'm not running, I'm not scared. Yeah, do I walk through the valley of the shadow, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. See, and you bring your mind back to that. Even though you got something going on in the family or in the house or something like that, on the business or on a job or something like that, but just come back to that point and praise him. I will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Get your mind off that. See, now, mind has something to do with your trust.
Yes.
That is right there.
Yes.
Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is still on thee because he trusted in thee. So we got to develop a trusting mind.
Yes.
I trust you. I don't see naturally how I'm going to get out of this, how this is going to work out, but I trust you.
Yes.
What the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yes.
Lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
Acknowledge him in all your ways. What he'll do? Man, I can't get no clear.
Yes,
trust. I mean, don't trust the situation.
No.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now, when he said all your heart, he's talking about your mind again.
Amen.
Because I went many years not knowing that the inner man and the soul was not the spirit.
Amen.
The inner man and the soul has to be trained. The spirit is ready to go. Matter of fact, the spirit, one can train them if you yield to him. Could it be whatever you're going through right now, Satan is only a mind problem?
Yes, sir.
He can't whip your anointing.
No.
John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard something.
Yes.
I saw something.
Yes.
I wrote something down.
Yes.
That didn't come out of this world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So settle down. I want you to settle down now. You may not be where you want to be yet, but just settle down, because God got your number. Now, I'm going to say this in a way from a very simple scripture, back to Romans 12:2, but I want you to get this note down. Mind renewal on daily basis is a divine secret that will change your life.
Yes, sir.
You heard that, young lady? Mind renewal on daily basis is a secret that will change your life. Romans 12:2. So do it take my mind to be straight, to be in the good, acceptable?
Yes.
Isn't that something? He talked about the mind.
Yes, sir.
Satan knows that.
Yes, sir.
He don't want us to know that.
Right.
The only target he got against us, I taught you that, is our mind. Once you get that mind renewed, and once you recognize that, submit that mind to the Spirit, you're gone. I give you the prayer secret. You must know about protecting your mind in Philippians 4:6-9. That's a prayer secret. Philippians 4:6-9, we went through that. Turn to Philippians 2:5. Unfolding the mind of Christ in you on daily basis. Unfolding the mind of Christ in you on daily basis. Let this mind be in you. What you mean, Jimmy? Which was also in Christ Jesus? Are you telling me? Mm-hmm. Reverend, are you saying to me that I can think like Christ?
Yes.
Thousands of people, they're hungry. Got them on five fish and 2 loaves of bread?
Yes.
He thought different though. He should tell them, sit down.
Yes.
But somebody said, sit down. He telling all these people, sit down. But they wasn't on his level.
Right.
He knew what was going to happen.
Yes.
Now, there's 2 scriptures . Let me say it this way so you can get it. The word will operate on your mind in the spirit. The word will operate on your mind in the spirit. Changing your mind to a spiritual mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hebrews 4:12. Let's have a mind operation. Or let's take some mind medicine. The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Divine asunder, you see it? Piercing into the divine asunder, soul and spirit, of the joint and the marrow. Now here you get to the end of this voice, it says, and is a discerner of the intent and thoughts of the heart.
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
So before you get upset, And before you try to handle this situation, sit down and have a mind operation. Say, Holy Spirit, operate on me. And have your Bible there. And he'll take that word. Because you know what John 6:63 says?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes, sir. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are what?
Spirit
and they are what? Life. Now, one would ask, how to keep flowing in the mind of the Spirit? I'm glad you asked that. Romans 8:26. How to keep flowing in the mind of the Spirit, Pastor? How to keep flowing in the mind of the Spirit? Romans 8:26.
Yeah, that's good, sir.
Because we all have infirmities, right?
Yes, sir.
Our infirmities are in our mind, our soul, and in our body, not in our spirit.
Yes, sir.
But once we learn these lessons, we can hook our, now the way that Paul did it was the body, the mind, or the soul in Romans 12:2. And then he went to the spirit because he started talking about faith, but he had the mind involved. All right? We're a tri-type being, you know. Now, whatever you worried about or whatever been fearful to you should be over by now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a mindset.
It's a mind.
So you change that mindset and lock it in with the mindset of God.
Yes, sir.
And God see no failure.
Amen.
Not even when you make a mistake.
Yes,
He's a loving God. He'll forgive you.
Yes, he
God know your heart. Even you mess up, God know your heart. God know you didn't want to do that.
Yes,
you got tricked.
Yes. That's good,
sir. And Satan won't turn you from repentance. He say, oh, you messed up now. No, I'm going to repent. You keep your tail right here. I'll be back. I'm going to repent. He don't want you to repent because you know you'll get back right with God, you know. You know God forgive you. All right. I had you turn this away. I told you to turn to Romans 8:26, right?
Yes.
How to keep your mind renewed.
Yes,
likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Where are our infirmities are? But we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself or himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Great, keep going. And he that searches the heart. Now, when you talk about hearts, you're talking about soul,
yes,
talking about inner man,
yes,
talking about mind,
yes,
talking about conscience, talking about imagination,
yes,
talking about your will.
Yes, sir.
All of that,
yes, sir,
is unsaved. Now, the kingdom, the power, and the glory is in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew.
Oh, glory to God.
No one in here is a failure.
Amen.
No one in here has limit on their life. Not a person on the sound of my voice. You're a child of God. You're a child of a king. You're a Christian. Yes, there are going to be things you have to deal with, but deal with it right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Give him praise when you want to cry.
Yes.
Don't waste it. Give use that energy to give him praise.
Yes.
Dance when your left leg hurts. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about being in the spirit just now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this 27 verse. He searches the heart and knows what is the mind of the spirit because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Wait a minute. What? He that searches the heart knows what?
The mind of the spirit.
That's what I want you to see. What is the mind of the Spirit? What is the mind of the Spirit? Because you make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then you get to verse 28.
Uh-huh.
That's verse 28. Your mind got something to do with verse 28. You got to change your mind into a spiritual setting. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to His purpose.
Hallelujah.
All right, I'm going to find a closing place here. Write these down. I might have given them to you before. Stopping all satanic deception of the mind.
Wow.
Stopping them. you've got the power to stop it.
Yes, sir.
The secrets of abiding in the presence of God in your thinking. Anything else come in there, erase it out. And put a thought from God in there.
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, your spirit never leave the presence of God. And let me tell you something else. God's presence never leave you. So how we get separated? The kingdom, the power, and the glory, these are spiritual realm forces. If you want to live a lifestyle of being in God's presence, you've got to adjust your mind.
Yes, sir.
How you do that? Here. Always keep your mind pregnant with the truth. And she'll keep having babies. Anybody got help yet?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That little girl, that sure looks like she's listening. She sure, I appreciate her. I look at her, she looks straight at me. Satan's aim is to rob you of God's presence through your mind. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So I came up in the study, I came up with this question. Are you ready to stop all stealing, killing, and destroying of the enemy in your life?
Yes, sir.
Well, if so, you must attend to these revelations and stay alert, ready to activate your divine right. Let me show you how to do it. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, and I think I'll close there. Are you willing to stop all stealing, killing, and destroying of the enemy in your life? The thief come not but to steal. He come through your mind. You must attend to these revelations and stay alert, ready to activate your divine right. See, your divine right got to be activated. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And your mind unrenewed keep you in flesh war. That's why people can't get along. I came off a station, a whole station. I came off a station because there's too much fighting among church folks, brothers putting each other down. And the Lord told me, says, your time up. I just came off the station and go, I'm on Leroy Tom television right now. I came off there. Too much. God give me one word. Stanks. I said, what? See, you got to know how to, she stanks. So he got me out. I came off. You know, I came off. We were paying how much a month, honey? When I came off, $6,000 a month, something or $6,000, or no, $30-something thousand. Huh? Y'all don't remember Leroy and I jail. Huh?
About $100,000.
And I walk in the kitchen in the back years ago. The Lord said, come off. But you can't do that on your own because you see people depending on the people and all that. Yeah. And the Lord said, come off. I said, all right, I'll come off. I said, I'll call Leroy. I said, I'm off. And so YouTube and all those, you brought me off of there. Yeah, told me to come off.
Amen.
So y'all just got to learn how to hit them buttons to find the right place. I had one member told Leroy, I said, man, I can't catch him. Leroy said, I'm going to take care of you. And Leroy showed how to take care of him and get back all along. But all the partners, they come across to the screen.
Amen.
And they didn't know. I know a lot of them don't know why I just got off. And not that I don't have the material. I got piles of assignment. But it just was time for me to leave. And I just follow God's instruction, you know. All right. What I had, where I had y'all at? I got over there. Yeah, we're going to close that. 2 Corinthians. Let me get there. And I know you've read this scripture before, but based on what we're dealing with now, it's so powerful. 2 Corinthians 10:3. Mm-hmm. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And that's what Satan want to put us in a flesh war. With one another, pastor and the members. You got to get your war, you know, see? For the weapon of our warfare, verse 4, are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And look, you're dealing with the mind, though.
Yes, sir.
Casting down imagination, where they at? And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in your mind. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing into captivity every thought. Y'all see that, Claire?
Yes,
every thought. Bringing into captivity. Bringing into captivity. Matter of fact, if you don't bring into captivity, you're not going to stay. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having an readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. My goodness. Sealing, S-E-A-L-I-N-G. Sealing your mind with truth on a daily basis. Get up in the morning, seal your mind. John 8:22-32, you shall know the truth. Seal it with the truth. John 14:6, I am the way. Seal it. Seal your mind with the truth.
Yes.
Keeping your mind on the operating table at all times. Yes. Psalm 139:23. Turn that quickly. Search me, O God.
Yes, sir.
Know my heart. Try me.
Yes, sir.
And know my thoughts. And see
yes.
if there be any wicked way in me.
Yes,
and lead me in the way of life. What that wicked way going to be? In your mind? See, in your mind, it get in your mind, then it going somewhere else. Where are you going? It get in your mind, where are you going next? Your flesh. That's the only way you got to get in there. In your mind for it, then in your flesh. You're cussing and fussing when you should be praising. You made me mad. Shut up. Go get in the corner so I can get glad. sad, man. I was over here, but I'm over here now. Carnal-mindedness rob you of your heavenly rights. Romans 8 is a spiritual chapter. Start talking about the carnal mind. And God don't deal with the carnal mind. Careless thinking affect your prayer. Controlling your thinking with the mind of the Spirit. I'm trying to write my right. They're talking about a cheap mind. a cheap mind. Goodness. Closing the holes in your mind. Wow. I'm trying to find a place. I got to close. Whew. Somebody talk back to me. Say something. Somebody tell me something. No, I want somebody to tell me something to learn. I'm about to close. I've got 9 minutes from my hour. What you got? Stand up, say it.
Always keep your mind pregnant with the truth.
Always keep your mind what?
Pregnant
with the truth. That's good. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Mind renewal on a daily basis is a secret that will
mind renewal on a daily basis is a secret that will change my life. Yes, sir.
Apostle, my thoughts determine how I come out.
Yep. It's very simple. My thought determines. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I know some of y'all better get up. Yeah, sitting down. Yeah, come on. All right, great young lady. Get up. Get up. Quick.
My mind can cripple my faith or carry my faith.
Yep, you heard it? Your mind can cripple your faith or carry your faith. That's two C's. And you can tell, am I being crippled or am I being carried? Hi, dog. Hey, I'm pointing at you.
Okay. Stop all satanic deceptions of the mind.
Stop all satanic destruction of the mind.
Be still long enough to let the Spirit have your mind.
Be still long enough. That's why you got to wait on the Lord. Because Satan, he right there, he got a thought he's going to give you as if you're not going to make way to it, Fred.
Keep your mind renewed so faith can flow through it.
Now, it's something we find out that our mind has something to do with our faith. Now, I know he got all that psychology out there, and I know he got all that science of the mind out there. I understand that, but we cannot be robbed of the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
My faith can be hindered if my mind is upset.
My faith can be hindered if my mind messed up. You got it.
Mm-hmm. My mind and my mouth must be connected properly in the Spirit.
My mind and my mouth. I like that one. My mind and my mouth. See, sometimes we just try to operate with our mouth.
Yes, sir.
And Satan knows he can mouth all you want. Your mind off in the jungle somewhere. Go ahead, son.
When I have a problem, he going to deal with me before he deal with the problem.
Oh, they didn't want to read that one. He a business man. He read that one, you know. When I got a problem, he going to deal with me before he deal with the problem because he's getting me set up. When the answer come, we'll know how to act. Go ahead.
My mind can cripple or carry my faith.
My mind can cripple or carry my faith. Isn't that something? Any more? Go ahead.
Keep my mind pregnant with the truth and I'll keep having babies.
Keep my mind pregnant with the truth. I see how she laughs. I'll keep having babies. When I say something like she laughs, you know. I keep my mind pregnant with the truth. Then you'll keep having miracle babies. Miracle signs, miracles, wonders. Go ahead.
The secret of perfect peace is a trusting mind.
Yeah, y'all listening, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. Because it takes a lot of work to get this stuff going, you know. Go ahead.
Mind renewal on a daily basis is a secret that will change your life.
Mind renewal on a daily basis is the secret that will change your life. Go ahead, you got his mama now. Go ahead.
Thoughts will determine how you come out.
Thought will determine how you come out. Y'all hearing this, huh? I want y'all to hear it again, all right? Go ahead.
God did not say we could not have his thoughts.
God did not say we could not have his thought, but they're not going to come automatically.
Yes, sir.
You have the desire. I'm asking y'all to pursue the thoughts of God.
Thank you.
It'll bring a change in your life.
Amen. The enemy wants to keep my mind in intellectual and emotional thinking.
Exactly right. Y'all know that's true. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about sewing? Because the time is over. Get the hell out.